Checking microphone one. This is a level test to see if you got any audio on microphone one. Good. Checking on microphone two to see if you have any audio here. Microphone two. Good. Does that sound as good?
Sharon, how are you?
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming on short notice. I appreciate it. Are we expecting the Attorney General?
We are.
I'm sorry?
She is expecting.
She's expecting? Okay. We'll wait a couple minutes. Is your boss coming?
We tried to reach her on the cell phone. She certainly said she was coming. So we're trying.
Okay, we'll wait a few minutes. Well, in terms of new things, I think it's as it was described yesterday and this morning. MnDOT's going to have another press availability at 2 over at Roseville, right?
Yeah, Water's Edge.
Aspects of it. In terms of the recovery, timetable, debris removal, it's pretty much as I think you understand it from last night and this morning. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. This is a convening of a meeting of the State Executive Council. This is a meeting we convened on an emergency basis on short notice. I want to thank my fellow Executive Council members for responding so promptly. We appreciate that. The purpose of the meeting is to consider a resolution that will extend the Emergency Executive Order 7-09 that I issued a few days ago. As I think Executive Council members know, that the governor has the ability to issue an emergency executive order to allow him or her to execute certain functions on an emergency basis. Those orders are generally good for only 5 days, and it takes an act of the Executive Council to extend those orders for up to 30 days. So the resolution that I would move and that you have in your packet outlines the background for the situation, obviously describing the tragedy at the I-35W bridge, the kind of catastrophic implications of that, the need to provide certain emergency relief services and the certain emergency procedures and steps that need to be taken to promptly and timely respond to that emergency. And this would extend those duties, or I should say powers, for 30 days. And to give you, amongst other potential examples of why this is needed, when we're asked on very short notice to get engaged in rescue, recovery, response, and even debris removal, we have to move quickly. And, for example, if MnDOT needs to bring in a contractor on recovery or debris removal, as we are now doing, the ability to suspend or expedite or waive certain contracting requirements or timelines becomes necessary and is very helpful. So we respectfully ask your assistance in supporting this resolution. Obviously, if there are questions or concerns, we'd be happy to entertain those. I also want to thank each of you for expressions of encouragement and support. This has been a tragic time for our state and for the people impacted, and I know each of you have expressed your willingness to be helpful and given those words of encouragement and what you can do to help. We appreciate it. So with that, I'll move the resolution that's before you and see if there are any questions or comments. If there are, we have to pass the microphones.
Second.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No.
If not, the motion is before us for the resolution as presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say no. The motion prevails and the resolution is adopted. Thank you. That's very helpful. We appreciate it. As this unfolds, if there are any other things we can do, please let us know. And that convenes, or I should say that completes our agenda for the Executive Council meeting. So the meeting's adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, I should say before you go, I meant to pass out, just for your information, this is a copy of a letter that I'm sending to the congressional delegation today. I'm sorry, asking if you don't have it. For their consideration of emergency or prompt legislation waiving, expediting, or accelerating application of federal regulations, laws, permitting requirements that may get in the way of expediting the rebuilding of the bridge. And so we're asking the legislative delegation, when they reconvene, presumably in September, to consider a special federal legislation that would enable those types of actions to be taken. We'll also be asking the same of